Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Listening to The Voice, come on, dig me now, one and only Steve Harvey, got a radio show. You know, I think I ought to explain something to y'all. You know, when I wake up in the morning and I say, dig me now, what I'm asking you to do is, it's old school, you know, man, you know, you see old people say, I dig, you know, da-da-da. Never stop saying it, I'm sorry. But dig me now, it's just, I want you to really feel me. I want you to understand what I'm saying, because really, this morning inspiration is all given in the spirit of sharing and love. It ain't about to expose me in any way. That's not the purpose of it. But I found that in my morning inspiration, that it's best that I use some things about myself, because I mean, what better example can I use? Because I know me. I know what's happened to me. I know exactly how I felt all along the way concerning almost everything, every aspect of my life. I now fully do really understand why God had my life spin the way it spun. And here's a part that I want to give to you this morning. That first of all, whatever position you find yourself in today, we kind of come to one realization that we got ourselves there. We put ourselves there by a series of thoughts and actions. Thoughts turn into things. That's very important to know. So let's look at both sides of it. For people who think negative thoughts, it turns into negative things. And the direct opposite is true for those who think positive thoughts. It turns into positive things. That's the deal. It's as simple as that, folks. I cannot break it down any cleaner. I cannot make it any clearer. Thoughts become things. So the one glaring question for all of us always is, on a daily basis, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? What are your thoughts? Because I can assure you, and it's not by a promise of mine, this is not a theory that Steve Harvey then came up with. This is a fact of life. This is biblical. This is spiritual. This is written. This is philosophical. This is the law of the universe. However you need to drink this medicine to get it down and feel what I'm saying to you, this is just the way it is. Now, and here the cold part, folks. It don't matter if you believe me or not. It does not matter if you have never been explained this or not. And it does not matter if you think it works in your life or not. It don't matter. Listen to me. It is the way it is. It is a scriptural. It is a spiritual. It is philosophical. It's just whatever is the law of the universe. You call whatever you want. However you got to dress this thing up to put it in the phase that you can feel me. I want you to feel me now because this all it is. So when I say that you are where we are today because we thought ourselves here, oh, you best to believe that's true. You thought yourself here. No one else. See, let me explain something. I got people around me who so badly want to take credit for it, but I don't allow it because I keep pointing to the heavens. I keep pointing and trying to say it out loud as many times as I can without being so offensive that my life is by design, by grace and mercy, by blessings from God. My life is because God has seen it to be so. Oh, but I got plenty of people around me want credit for it and want you to not give credit to God and give it to them. I got that. I got that. But I understand that. See, I understand what that is. That's a person whose design is to get the credit. But it's okay. It's so clear to me what my father was saying to me, man. I get it as I get older and older. He always said to me, son, everybody come with you, can't go with you. See, I don't know how people say it in church. You know, sometimes they go, well, people come into your life for seasons. And I guess that's the same thing. You know, they season up, they gone. Well, you know, but then hear the way they try to hold you, though. Oh, you going to forget where you come from? Oh, you ain't going to keep it real no more. And so you find yourself trying to not forget where you come from and keep it real no more. But to what end? Is it to the good of your end or is it to the good of their end? To what end is keeping it real and not forgetting where you come from if it does not allow you to progress and move forward? I got where I come from. I don't want to stay there no more. I don't forget where I come from. I know full well what I've been through, but that's what drives me because I don't want to go back to that. That's the push for me. I don't want that no more. I don't want to go back where I come from. I don't want to keep it that real no more. It was real enough for me living in a car. I had enough of that real. I don't want to keep it real. No, I don't keep it real. I want to go keep it dreamy. I want to go keep it fantasizing. I want to keep it out of this world. I want to keep it off the chain. I want to keep it moving. I want to keep it balling. I want to see what that's like. So, nah, I ain't going to forget where I come from. But you ain't going to hold me to that, though. See, thoughts become things. All day long, where's your vision board? Where are the things that you want written down? What do you think about the most? How grateful are you for what all God has done for you? Where you at with that? See, here another law. If thoughts become things, here come the moment, y'all. If thoughts become things, let me ask you this. If all you thinking about is your debt, if all you thinking about is what you ain't got, if all you thinking about is, oh, woe is me, if all you thinking about is every time I turn around, I'm sick, if all you thinking about is the things in life that you're lacking, if that's all you thinking about, and if thoughts become things, how much debt you think you're going to stay in? How much lacking you think you finna fill your life with? How much more stuff you finna not have? Because you keep thinking about it all the time. When you going to be grateful? When you going to say thank you? When it's going to come out your mouth, man, that I may not be where I want to be, but I sure am grateful for what you've given me so far, for the things I have today, because I don't have to have these things. You know what that does? That then opens up room for more stuff to come your way to be grateful for. But if you're going to be ungrateful, oh, man, let me ask you something. I ain't God. I don't claim to be, but let me ask you something, man. If you're ungrateful for the things we got, if we can't show no gratitude for what we have, why would God give us some more stuff to be ungrateful for? What would he do that for? Man, I blessed you with that. You ain't like that. I gave you this. You ain't said nothing to me about that. You ain't feeling me on this right here. So I tell you what, man, let me stop giving this dude something, because he just over here, he ain't glad for nothing. Because if I give him some more, he going to be mad about that too. Ta-da! Anybody feel me right now? So when I say, come on, y'all, dig me now. Do you understand why I say dig me? Because I want you to feel me. I want you to understand and come to the understanding. Not saying you ain't, because there's so many people got a deeper understanding than me about this whole thing. I promise you they do. But they listen to me. I'm just trying to get you to walk up in this light, man, so you can go on with your life and quit tripping yourself out with your thoughts, because thoughts become things. All right, all day.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome to the ride, y'all. Steve Harvey Morning Show. 100 radio stations across the land. We Woo-hoo. Are getting stronger.
Stronger.
We becoming more than they thought we'd be.
More than they thought we would be.
We bigger than everybody even figured we'd be.
Bigger than everybody.
They can't do a damn thing about it.
Can't do a damn thing.
Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's your hype, man. Really hyped.
We growing while they shrinking.
You missed your cue.
Only way we can grow is if they go.
We are growing.
You stupid.
Just hollering.
Oh, this is what I'm gonna do, man. We're gonna create a new bit because I'm stealing it.
Just yelling.
I'm gonna have you be my hype man. I'm just stealing what was going on.
We're
gonna
have the hype man's hype man. That's right. I like it, Steve. I love it. The hype man, hype man.
Hype man.
Yeah. Everybody ready?
Everybody ready?
Yeah, man, that's what we gonna do, baby.
Hear it.
The hype man's hype man.
The hype man's hype man.
It's
21 minutes. It's about 23 minutes after the hour.
21. That's what he said. 21.
Oh, that's crazy.
Tommy ain't here. He off today.
Tommy not here that day. Don't be looking for him because he ain't here.
It's early. I just want to say.
Now, we don't have to do this every day, right? Because this hurt.
Yeah. Your throat.
This really just hurts.
This really hurt, man.
Come on, one more good one.
Boy, we about to turn this thing out this morning. Show, glad y'all tuned in.
We about to turn it out this morning.
Can you let him finish?
See how you
man?
Don't let him finish? That's you don't know.
You just anticipate.
Yeah, I know what he's going to say.
You know what he's going to say? You know
yeah, I know where he's going with it.
Just in case you didn't
give him one more, Steve. Give him one more.
Look at here, look at here, look at here. Popping off.
Look at here, look at here. No, no,
hype
I
man,
know where he's out. Going. I'm he his hype man.
We're like this.
Yeah,
we're
connected.
Here.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna let him finish. Do one by himself and show how it's don't even sound right. Do one all by itself, Steve. Just do it. Just give me one.
Hey, folks, we're about to have a real good time this morning, man. Glad y'all could join us. Welcome to the ride. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nothing.
I didn't say it.
Hype it. Hey, y'all, we about to have a real good time this morning. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Did you hear me?
He sound like the dude introducing the Chicago Bulls. Yeah.
And now, coming to the radio.
Well, it's Friday. It should
Friday,
jump off
baby.
Like that. We're lit this morning. All right. Coming up, something funny. If you want to ask Steve anything about relationships.
Ask Steve what you want to ask Steve.
877-29-STEVE. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for something funny. Let's go to the telephone with Ask Steve, all right?
It's time for something funny.
Jay, my hot man. I'm going to be sure.
Let's go to line one. Let's talk to India out of New York.
Hey, India.
Hello.
Hello, darling. What can I do for you?
Hi. So I had a question. Okay, so I've been going through some vision health issues for the last 2 years, and I finally had the surgery in October, so I'm feeling better. And I'm trying to get back to the old me. I'm working. I picked up a part-time school schedule. But I want to know, when do you think, when will I know it's time to get back on the social dating scene? Like me
when you're ready. When you let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question. Are you wanting to have companionship?
Not really. Because
okay, then don't do it.
This is a process, but everybody keeps telling me you need to be out. You deserve to have some. I don't know why I think a man is going
to
fix that.
Okay, listen to me. If you don't feel the need to have someone, or you don't want someone, then don't get someone.
But I also don't want to be stuck because everybody says, you say the same thing, oh, a man won't fit in this right now. I'm still in the middle of this, so I don't want to get stuck there.
Okay, now listen to me. In order to get somewhere, you have to be willing to go somewhere. The reason you're going to get stuck is because you keep, like your friends say, saying the same thing over and over, and there's no forward progress in any direction. So you have to come to a conclusion. Stop being indecisive. It's nothing wrong with being in a good relationship. It's something wrong with being in a bad one. Why don't you just open up yourself to see if there's a good relationship out there? But what you can't be talking about is, I don't want nobody right now, but then I want somebody because I don't want to be stuck.
I think I just don't want to be stuck saying the same thing. Oh, I'm going
stop saying
something.
It,
you won't understand it, you know?
Sweetheart, listen to me. Uh-huh. If you don't want to get stuck saying the same thing, stop saying the same thing. A man is as he thinketh. That's a scripture.
And I know that so well. So.
But the application of it is where we fall short as human beings. We all know a lot of scriptures that we don't act on or apply.
Uh-huh.
You have to apply it. Stop thinking like that and you can get on with it.
I get that. Well, thank you very much. And
you're
I
right,
also
darling.
Wanted to say thank you to you and the morning crew. I'm the one who called in, and I was legally blind, and my daughter had started a GoFund, and you mentioned the page, and then the Steve Harvey Nation stepped up, as they always do. So you guys helped me get to California to actually have the surgery.
Wow.
So thank you all for that.
Oh, that's great.
Thank great, India.
You can see.
Yeah, I can. It's way better than where I was. But the recovery is a process. So the vision is going to fluctuate so off and on until it stabilizes. But really, it's the left eye is 100%, but the right eye is the one that gives me problems. So I'm making my way. I'm back in school at work, you know, but it's a process. It's a process, but I'm grateful.
All right, Don. Thank
all
you
right,
for calling.
India.
Yeah, that's a good story. That is good.
Thank you. That
yeah,
is.
That's awesome.
All right. Let's go to line two. That's right. Go to Joe out of Florida.
You start dating.
Joe.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, Jay, turn your TV down or something in the background.
Oh, okay. Let me hurry up and do that. Hello.
Yeah, that's hurry up.
Yes.
Okay,
come on, Joe.
Joe?
How are you doing?
Okay, great. So how you doing today? What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So I just, you know, have a question. So I am, well, I'm a new mom, and I have an 8-month-old. And his dad just recently told me that, you know, he wants to work out with his family and, you know, he's going to be better and do better and everything. And I don't know. I'm just really scared because, you know, I've been with him for about 4 years and he, you know, he wanted those type of guys. So, you know, I've been burnt before by trusting him and, you know, having my trust betrayed. So now I'm just a little nervous about stepping into or trying again and stepping into a new relationship with him. But, I mean, I can say that he is, I see, like, he's been, like, sending gifts to the house and, like, bought us plane tickets to, like, fly out to see him. So, I don't know.
Where is he?
Okay.
Well, I mean, he's
trying, but let me ask you a question.
He plays football, so.
Okay, real simple question. Very, very simple question. What does your instinct tell you? What does your intuition tell you?
Well, what's crazy is you know how you just have that feeling when you know somebody's lying? You're just like, okay, this don't sound right, this don't feel right, it's my gut feeling. What's crazy is I haven't had that feeling at all, and I've had that feeling with him before.
Okay, well, you know, people change, you know. People do change, and maybe his having a child has, which very rarely happens now. So, because I don't want women to get the idea if you have a baby, he gonna all of a sudden he gonna come around. Because more often than not, they get out from around. They don't come around. They stop coming around. So, if you're getting the sensation, then you know, I mean, you've got a baby. You all have a family. I mean, you have a child together, regardless as to what it is. If he's wanting to work it out, you should at least see.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's why I didn't turn down that plane ticket, and we're leaving on Monday. But, you know, I
love that.
We're on the plane Monday.
What you made your decision?
Yeah.
I had to talk to Steve about this, you know, and Shirley and everybody else, too.
Well, that's good, baby. I say go ahead, you know.
Yeah.
And just allow him, I don't want to say make him, but allow him to prove everything he's saying. There's ways to just sit back and let him prove it. Don't be anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And just let him prove it. Thank you, darling. Hope you have a safe trip, you and the baby.
Yep. Thank you, Joe. Coming up next, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back right after this jam.
Check, 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 check. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Wake up. This is Charlie Last Name Wilson, and join the ride. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, coming up at top of the hour, everybody. Who's the highest paid athlete in the world? Man, it ain't me. So, plus, right now, Tommy's running that prank back.
Your husband's prescription is ready.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing? This is pharmacy. My name is Brian. I'm the tech here. Is it Donovan? Donovan, is he available?
No. What can I help you with?
Well, he dropped his prescription off about an hour ago. We wanted to call and let you guys know that the prescription is ready.
Prescription for what?
Well, he dropped off a prescription. I'm assuming he must have, it looked like the doctor just wrote this prescription today. So I'm assuming he, seems like he would probably need this pretty soon. So I wanted to let you guys know it's ready.
Okay, and what exactly did he get a prescription for?
It's amoxicillin.
Amoxicillin?
Amoxicillin. We've got him at least 15 tablets. If he could take 2 tablets a day.
Your name is Brian, right?
My name is Brian, yes. I'm the technician here at the pharmacy.
Okay, well, Donovan, that's my husband. Let me make sure you have the right Donovan because... Well, can we check the birthdays? Are you allowed to do that with me?
Oh, definitely. It's 74. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. And so what exactly is amoxicillin for?
Amoxicillin is an antibiotic, ma'am. So any type of small infections of some sort, diseases or whatever, it pretty much cures it.
So you telling me this nasty then got something and went and got it on my... First off, he went and seen the doctor and got a prescription under my insurance. This trifling, and he went and got some. You know what? You know what? That Brian, I'm coming down there. I'll pick up the medicine. I'll get it. And if he wants that medicine, he'll check in with me at my counter. Cause I got a check. And he done wrote that his cannot cash. I'm gonna beat the hell out this. He do not know. He does not even. You know what? We brought in a new year.
I'm sorry. You're Miss. What? Can I call you by your first name? What's your name?
No, call me Miss. That's fine. Just call me Miss. No, call me Miss.
Okay. First of all, I want to apologize. I had no idea that you were not aware of the actual prescription that he's that we've just filled for him. Mm-hmm. You know, just on a personal note, I'm just curious. Is there a possibility maybe you could have given it to him?
Brian, no the you didn't. You done lost all of my. Now, first off, you don't call my phone. First off, no. I'm glad you called my phone to tell me it's my insurance. That's why. And then you gonna accuse me of giving that man something. Are you calling him? Don't you ever in your life call somebody's phone. And this is a courtesy call. It's none of your business what's going on in my, okay? None of your business. You get out of my legs. That ain't none of your business. And y'all ain't got nothing to answer your question. I got something for your and his. He want to come on with STDs, and you want to ask me if I gave him STDs? Oh, okay. Where's your manager? Let me speak to your manager.
Ma'am, I'm not trying to be unprofessional. I was just asking a personal question. I should not have asked you something like that, and I do apologize. Should we expect someone to pick up the prescription?
I just told you I'm going to be picking that up. I'm going to come in there. You know what, Brian? You'll know who I am because I got a couple words for your. And I still want to speak to your manager. You were very unprofessional, and I don't appreciate you coming at me. I'm trying to eat. You called me, tell me he didn't got me a STD, didn't ask me, did I give it to him? And you all up in between my.
No, I'm not trying to get all in between your legs, ma'am. Apparently, that's not the place to be, considering you guys need amoxicillin, you know? But
you didn't lost your mind. You know what? Brian, I still got some firecrackers left from the first, and guess what? I'm going to light the up your. You don't play games with me. You do not even know. You do not know me. You don't know who I am. You don't know who I know and what I got. I got something for y'all. What is this prescription at? Because I know it's not the one by our house. I know it's not. What did he take his try for? Where are you at? Because I'm on my way now.
My manager's here. Would you like to speak with him, ma'am?
Yeah, put your manager on. Put your manager on. I want to speak to him now.
Hang on a sec.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this
Hi.
Is Tommy.
Who?
Tommy.
You're the manager of.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show when you just got pranked by your husband, Donovan.
I'm going to kill him and you. What the prank on me? He needs to be out looking for a job and saying worse than 3 months. Don't play with me like that. Got my blood pressure high.
You all right?
Oh, no, I'm coming down. I'm still coming to get you.
I'm not at baby. You can't come get me.
Oh, you better be glad I love your show. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He told me, he said, my wife don't tolerate no cheating.
You know I'm crazy. You ain't right. You wrong.
I got one more thing to ask you, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nah, he a pharmacist.
Yeah.
All right, Stupid continues. It's going down Father's Day weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Route 29 Pavilion. Nephew Tommy and Friends. That's June 17th, Saturday night. Tickets on sale right now. Oh, and then it moves on. June 30th, MegaFest, a time to laugh. I've been telling you about it. It's hosted by one and only me, Nephew Tommy. And then the headline is Cedric the Entertainer. June 30th, Friday night, a time to laugh at MegaFest. Yes. Tickets are on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets right now.
All right, Nephew, thank you. Here's a question for you guys. What exactly is a fireball? What exactly is a fireable offense? Okay.
Something to get fired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What can you do to get yourself fired? Sometimes you can mess up at work and not necessarily get fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those mistakes which are sure to bring you down. In the end, it's often a judgment call. Now, this is according to a brand new survey. Here are the things people think you should be fired for. 82% of people think drinking at work is deserving of being fired. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, you think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Steve?
I mean, you're stupid at this point, so.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Open your bottle yeah. up at your desk.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
flask.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. 76% of people would get rid of you if you watched porn in the office.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold hey. On.
Huh?
You're in your what? Typical. You're getting your work done. You're keeping your workload done.
Productivity.
I'm okay with that. You just can't show nobody.
You ain't saying, hey, look at him.
Dog, come here. Check this out.
You're at work.
And then press play.
All right, I'm moving on. 42% of people believe hooking up with a coworker should get you fired.
Am I going to get you fired? It ain't comfortable.
That. Oh, that's the case.
I know. Everybody would be.
Ooh.
No one would be working at this office.
Oh.
Wow. Hold up. What's happening? Wait a minute. What the hell is happening? Just something going on I don't know about?
You didn't know about it?
I didn't know about what's
there have been a lot of hookups at this company. A lot
Who
of
are
hookups.
You sleeping with somebody else?
You just direct. He just kept it 100.
I need to catch up. I just got here.
I'm on a setup.
It ain't Jay.
Somebody need to break me off. Sure I just got so.
Now, what is he talking about?
Carla can really speak on this. Not in this particular
allegedly,
job.
Allegedly.
But thank remember, you. Carla, yeah.
Well, she's if you're referring to the past, well, that I met my husband on the job. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And,
y'all met on the job?
We got married.
Just up in the copy room, just copying each other.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Sunday night is all about the one and only Steve Harvey on
ABC. Don't he own it?
Yes, he does. Get ready for a summer of fun and games. Celebrity Family Feud returns to ABC this summer for a third hilarious season.
Oh, gosh.
The celebrity family teams that will be playing for charity include Amy Schumer, George Lopez, Kelly Clarkson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Really? Eva Longoria, and Steve, your own family will be playing. That's got to be exciting.
Go ahead.
No, it's
then
not.
After that, huh?
No, it's not.
It's not.
What?
What? What do you mean? Harvey? You should be happy. What? Who's? Oh, I can't wait to see that.
I said one of the most embarrassing damn moments I've ever had.
It was dead bad, huh?
And then you got a new show that's premiering, Steve. It's called Thunderdome, the world premiere. It's a seed funding competition reality series where two up-and-coming eventers go head-to-head.
That
I love
sounds
that.
Really good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It is so, really, really good. You're going to love this show. When is this coming on?
Now he got so many shows, he don't know when they come on.
You don't have no dates.
He have no idea when none of his stuff come on.
Sunday night.
Sunday, man.
Yeah, it's Sunday. Really, Steve.
Okay, well.
Take a listen to Steve and executive producer Mark Burnett explain Thunderdome.
Thunderdome is this big moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Steve Harvey!
These people come on this show and they're allowed to pitch. The audience decides whether they like your product or not. You are the funders. Let's get down to business.
This is a show where people want less money, sometimes only $10,000, sometimes $20,000, sometimes $50,000. It's money to jump start your business.
Hell yeah, I know that's right.
And there's battles.
I could use a drink.
Boom! Right in the palm of your hand. It cuts your time in half.
Entrepreneur versus entrepreneur.
It's a game changer for the hair industry.
This is pretty crafty here.
And guaranteed that the audience are going to award one of them the money they need.
Voting starts now.
That sounds exciting.
Oh, yes. So you pitch, and then the audience, that's how you get your money.
Yeah, they're on each side of the stage. They come out,
okay.
And they come to the front, and they pitch. Then I go over to each one and go over their product. That's where the fun starts.
Mm-hmm.
You start trying to help.
Because sometimes your product fall apart, don't it?
I ask real, regular, mostly black questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Like what?
What is this for? How come it ain't in black?
Yeah.
Where the rest of it?
How much is it?
Yeah. And it's a great show, man. It's coming on. It's going to be hot, man.
I think
it's
going
to they're predicting this to be a pretty big hit.
Good.
Oh, that's good. I love the fact that you guys moved Lil Big Shots to Wednesday nights. I saw it earlier.
It was really good.
I saw it earlier this week. It was so good. It was so good, Steve. It started off with the family, the Johnson family, I think. They sang My Girl. And then from there, it just exploded. I mean, These kids are unbelievable on this show. They really are. And you as host are unbelievable on the show.
Well, you know, it just
Steve
goes
Harvey.
To show. Here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
I really do like people when they cool.
Uh-huh.
I like people. I really do. Doesn't matter the color. Don't matter the age. Don't matter where you're from. If I meet a person and they cool, then I'm cool with this person. Now look, if you're a butthole, what you want me to be?
Cool? Not gonna happen.
Butthole brings out the butthole in you. I understand that. It does. And it should.
And so that's really cool. So when I hear people talking about me who don't know me, they just talking because they don't know me.
They don't know you. That's right.
I'm really, really a cool person, man. I've gotten to a great place in my life, man, with people, and I'm able to do all kinds. I could do young, old, black, white, Asian. Colombians have no problem with me.
Well, understandably so.
Yeah, couple problems with this.
Yeah.
Couple problems with the contest.
But you
know,
said you can't even drink
water. Little thing you need to get over.
I was getting out of my car in New York the other day, walking into a hotel. A messenger guy on them bikes drove by and said, Colombia! God damn, they dove under the car. Cause I damn near dove under the car. Colombia. Okay, I'm sorry.
Said, Colombia got a little problem with me.
Yeah, but man, that show was good. And during the show, they played the promo for your new show. It's like the opposite. It's like Little Big Shots in reverse. It's older people. The show
What's
is
the name
called
of the show,
Forever
Steve?
Young, right?
Forever.
It's called Little Big Shots Forever Young.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really. It looks good. I mean, he has people on there like in their 90s.
Wow, Steve,
that are
you're doing
super
it.
Talented. Yeah, super talented.
90s. I'm talking about the world's oldest gymnast who actually does flips, who actually does a parallel bar routine.
Wow.
And holds her body in a complete plank position.
I saw that.
At
that
90.
Was amazing.
I was sitting there going, I got to get my life together.
Really?
Because at 60, I'll snap both elbows.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it take a lot of
That's
yeah,
amazing.
It really
And then
is.
Me, Jay, and Junior was just in New York and shot. We're bringing back Showtime at the Apollo.
Apollo.
Yeah, man.
And boy.
Okay, so over hosting right here, right? I think it's a good time to bring it up.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, we got to.
But are you? Have you accepted it? Or are you still in denial?
No, no,
over
no, hosting? No, I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Nothing.
Denial.
How many shows are you hosting?
73.
Seven.
All right, we'll be back to talk about the highest paid athletes at 20 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Cleveland, Steve. I don't know. This could be it.
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you something, man. I watched the end of that game simply because this ragged-ass junior texted me and said, Unc, is you watching? I said, hell no.
Okay.
I cut it on Cavs up by 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, Durant come down. They up 1. Golden State up 1. And it went to hell after that. I turned it off after you hit that.
Yeah, you had to.
Yeah, it was painful.
Too many lights can't
I didn't
do
see
that
it because it's just too painful. I can't watch it. Now, I'm going to say this, man. I love Cleveland.
Yeah,
they're not coming back from 3 down. That would be the greatest only time that's ever happened in the history of NBA. I don't think I've ever seen a team come from 3-0.
It hasn't happened.
I think
happened.
It's Woo. Done once. I don't know.
Nah.
The Lakers
I
did
still
it.
Want them to do it, but the likelihood that it will end tonight.
The reality of
because
it.
Because what I saw was LeBron had his best game. Kyrie had his best game, and they still lost.
Wow. Okay.
Too many light-skinned dudes out there.
And they play both ends of the floor, too.
Too many of them. And they don't look like they sweat. That's the problem with light-skinned people on TV. They are sweating, but you don't see the sweat.
So that's why they won.
And
that's
everybody
they...
on Cleveland is just sweating. Because they're dark,
the game.
Right?
Because
they're all dark and they sweat. And
this
you're like,
is
why
you
we all out in here under this heat?
Uh-huh.
And they're not sweating because they're light skinned.
The reason that you know this is important.
What?
Before the game, all the players are sweating. You can watch an NBA game during the season and halftime, and they won't even break a sweat.
The warm-up is serious.
The warm-up is serious, and then the tension is in the air. They're all sweating before tip-off. You could go to an NBA game and won't see real sweating at halftime. You won't even see it. And I don't even watch basketball throughout the season because they're not giving their all. I just don't like it.
But on television, they look real sweaty. Real extra
Because they going at it. What you got, Sean?
Well, let's see how much they make, okay, these athletes. The highest paid, number one, Cristiano Ronaldo from soccer, $93 million a year. Take a guess at number two. LeBron James, right, $86 million.
Half of that go to his barber.
Go ahead, Sean.
Number three, Lionel Messi, also from soccer. Boy, these soccer guys are getting paid. Lionel Messi, $80 million.
What?
Roger Federer, number four. Tennis, $64 million.
What?
Kevin Durant.
How much?
Number five, $60.6
million. Half of that's
million.
In brushes. Hairbrushes. Half of that's in hairbrushes.
Well, from the world of football, Andrew Luck at $50 million. Roger McIlroy from golf.
Huh?
Rory McIlroy from golf, $50 million. Stephon Curry coming in at number eight, $47.3 million.
That's
going to change. I see that
going up. Honey.
All right, so there you go. J. Anthony Brown up next. He's going to murder another hit. We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, you all, don't miss. We've got a new thing.
Yeah. What?
This is called the Bad Acting Theater.
Yeah.
It's written by our new member, J. Anthony Brown. No credit for this.
You don't want your name attached to it.
Don't be trying to call it the Steve Harvey Bad Acting Theater.
It's nay on the name, eh?
Yeah, it's called the Steve Harvey Bad Acting Theater.
It's the Steve Harvey Bad Acting
Jay wrote this.
It's our soap opera. It's our world premiere. That's next hour at 41 after.
So we're going to do these soap operas for you. Mm-hmm. Soap operas of bad acting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very bad, too.
Totally bad.
It was down there.
And the name of this new segment is called the SOB Acting Academy.
But right now, come on, Steve.
It's time to murder a hit, this fool.
Oh, we got a new one. This is so good, Steve. You're going to love the song because it's dedicated to everybody on the show. Kendrick Lamar's song.
Mm-hmm.
What's the song? Be Humble.
Be Humble. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's our song. It's about what we do, about how we number one. We got the number one show.
You're getting hyped again, Jay.
I'm hyping myself.
Yeah.
Hype it up, Jay. I'm finna hype it up, man.
That ain't humble.
Check it out. Be humble. Steve Harvey. No one can beat us. We are the leaders. Hey. You're listening to the hottest show because we are so talented. Them other shows, they want to be like us, but they just counterfeit. Junior got the people laughing, and that ain't by accident. Hey. Reality show recap with Kyla Cut. She is the analyst. Steve playing characters so he can get three pay stubs. Rascal sound like he be blowing out my eardrums. Sister Odell lips be flapping, man, she's something extra. Shirley with them letters giving out strawberry answer. Listen in the AM guaranteed to wake you up. With that nephew Tommy, you know someone's getting punked. He be breaking people to the collar, cut him off. Someone will not find it funny, then his life is lost. My black ass just got hired. Murder hits that you're crying at your eyeballs. 5 days a week, start your morning on a high note. We number one on the radio, but we humble. I didn't mumble. Yep, we humble. We humble. My black ass just got hired. Murder hits, got you crying at your eyeballs. 5 days a week, start your morning on a high note. We number one on the radio, but we humble.
We humble.
I didn't mumble. Yep, we humble.
We humble.
I didn't mumble.
I didn't mumble.
Yep, we humble. We humble. I didn't mumble. Yep, we humble. I didn't mumble. Yep, we humble.
was fire, Jay. I love it.
That is that so fire? Good.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
he spitting?
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
he spitting all over the place?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jay.
What?
I
what,
might
man?
Use that as the new morning show.
No, that's boy.
As a new
my black
show?
Ass just got
my black
higher.
Ass got higher.
Good, Jay. And you write these. It.
No, well, Aaron wrote that. And Ralph, we changed. Everybody changed mm-hmm. the words. So everybody had a hand in it. I don't think everybody has done. It's a group effort. It's a group.
All right, amen. The nephew's prank phone call coming up next. We'll be back right after this jam.
You're listening to the hottest show because we are so talented. Them other shows, they want to be like us, but they just counterfeit. Junior got the people laughing, and that ain't by accident. Hey. Reality show recap with Carla, cause she is the analyst. Steve playing characters so he can get 3 pay stubs. Rascal sound like he be blowing out my eardrums. Sister Older lips be flapping, man, she's something extra. Shirley with them letters giving out strawberry answer. Listen in the AM guaranteed to wake you up. With that nephew Tommy, you know someone's getting punked. And he be breaking people to the collar, cut him off. Someone will not find it funny, then his life is lost. My black ass just got hired. Murder hits, got you crying at your eyeballs. 5 days a week, start your morning on a high note. We're number one on the radio, but we humble. We humble. I didn't mumble. Yep, we humble. I didn't mumble. Yep, we humble. My black ass just got hired. Murder hits, got you crying at your eyeballs. 5 days a week, start your morning on a high note. We're number one on the radio, but we humble, we humble.
Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's Strawberry Letter. But next, Tommy Prank phone call. Tommy got one, did a new one, did Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt? What is that?
Who is that?
Gotta listen.
Hello? Hey, man, let me. I speak to not here. Who's calling? Hey, this Thunderbolt from the club, man. What time she get in?
Thunderbolt.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Thunderbolt, man. What time she get in?
What you mean? What time she get in? She ain't in here now, but, you know, I mean, what you need?
Hey, I'm trying to actually get an address and stuff, man. She got me dancing this weekend on Saturday night, and I want to see it, make sure I got the address and everything. Everything's still on. You know, I don't already gave
she
my slot
you,
up at the club.
She got you dancing.
Say what now?
What you mean she got you dancing?
She asked me to do some male dancing on Saturday night, so I went on and took off at the club, and, you know, she don't already got me.
My gal ain't had you do no male dancing. My gal, she, nah. My girl, she goes to school at night on weekends, so, you know, but now she ain't.
Okay, hold on. Okay, who is this here?
My name's David. David, my fiance.
What?
Yeah, that's my gal.
Hold on. Squeaky finna get married?
Squeaky?
Who the
Squeaky?
Wait. Okay, you.
My girl named I'm David.
Right, okay. That's Squeaky. Squeaky finna get married?
How you know my gal? You say you a dancer?
I dance at man. I'm Thunderbolt.
Yeah. But how do you know my gal?
She come to the club on Saturday. She asked me about doing some dancing for this coming Saturday. So she already gave me half the money.
She come to the club on Saturdays. Nah, my gal, she go to school on Saturdays, man. You know, no.
Homeboy, listen. First of all, I'm blown away by you trying to tell me Squeaky married. That you got me really toe up with
first
that.
First off, I don't know no Squeaky.
That's what we call her at the club, man. Hey, man, look, I'm not finna get into all of that. What I'm really calling about is she got me working this weekend doing some dancing. And I'm trying to just make sure that we on for this weekend because I done gave my spot up at the club.
You trying to tell me my girl hanging out at a buck naked club with dance?
Man, Squeaky been coming up in there, man, for the last buck.
Squeaky, she been there long enough to have a nickname?
Dog, I've been knowing Squeaky 4 or 5 years. Squeaky been coming. Man, this Thunderbolt, me and Squeaky go way back.
Oh, no, man. Well, we going to handle when she get in here. So you can, you know, handle yours, however you got to handle it, talk to whoever you got to get your little money or whatever. Or,
No. Hold on, man. I can't get my slot back, dog. Hold on. Wait a minute, man.
That's not the stop.
Are you listening, man? I can't get my slot back at the club. Now, Squeaky got to give me the remaining balance, man, even if she ain't going to do it. I need my other
remaining
one.
Remaining balance? Squeaky ain't finna give you the remaining balance of nothing.
Hey, man,
the
I need to rest
thing
of
is
my
money that she gave you.
What
so
you saying?
She ain't finna, you can just count that out. She ain't finna give you a thing.
Hey, man, Thunderbolt going to get his money, man. I need my 150.
Thunderbolt going to get his whooped.
Well, then that's what you got to do. Then that's what you got to do, man.
That's, that's for Thunderbolt. But then instead of getting no cash, talking about calling you squeaky and all this old I ain't working for to give money away to some Thunderbolt, Lightning, or whatever.
Hey, man, look, man, it's Thunderbolt. It ain't Lightning. It's Thunderbolt. Lightning worked on Wednesday night. This Thunderbolt.
I don't know who you done talked to already about that, but you need to holler at them. But don't be calling here asking my gal to give you some money. Ain't giving you because she don't make nothing.
I'm coming over there now and get my money from Squeaky. I ain't hearing this.
Don't make nothing. Squeaky, I make all the money around here, so you ain't finna get nothing from over here, partner, so you can wipe that out your mind.
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky today.
You coming over here?
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky. So what, man? Look, man, I ain't got time to play. I done lost my slot at the club.
See what you get. See if you get some money. Get your laid the out.
Thunder coming over there to get the rest of his
Thunder,
money.
You better not bring your over here, because you come, well, I tell you what, bring your on over here, and I'm going to show you Lightning. I ain't know you had got some money already from she around here giving you money the way I'm struggling. I tell you what, you bring your over here if you want to and watch what go down.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is I'm finna come over there and wait outside the house for Squeaky to get there to get the rest of my money. That's what I'm saying to you.
You gonna come over and sit outside what?
I'm finna come over there and wait outside for Squeaky to get there so I can get the rest of my money.
You gonna bring your over here and sit outside my house.
That's what I'm finna do if that's what it takes for me to get my money from Squeaky.
I tell you what, you bring your over here then and sit outside my house. And when you get your here, you blow the horn. That's what you do. You blow the horn so I can come out there and meet you and let you know what's going down. I'm gonna bust your and when she get here, she can see your laid out like a mother. Come on over here and get your money.
I'm coming to get my money. Squeaky owe me $150 and I'm finna come get it.
I don't give a what she owe you. About $150, my she giving you. You ought to be happy with that. You want to come over here talking about you want some more money? You don't like
somebody owe Thunderbolt $150 and Thunderbolt gonna get his money.
Better try to go and dance at the club on this weekend. Bring your over here. You will not be dancing at that talking about sitting outside of my house.
Squeaky gonna give me my $150. You ain't even got nothing to do with this, no way. This transaction is between me and Squeaky. It ain't got nothing to do with you, no way.
Hey, her name is and it's got everything to do with me. You call my house with this talking about she owe you some money and you. I'm just about to bring your on over here. I got your money. Come get your man. I got your money right here. I'm gonna be sitting out front waiting on you.
Squeaky the one asked for me to dance Saturday night. Squeaky, I told her $300 plus tips. Now I ain't gonna get no tips. But I tell you what, I am gonna get my $300 though. I got $150 and I'm gonna get the other $150 when Squeaky get on.
You ain't getting it from me. You gonna get your buzzer from me.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Hey man, what the I'm listening. I can hear you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Who? Who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
God, you need to quit. Boy, y'all play too much. That man, y'all had me hot around this. I'm putting on boots and man, I got on gear. I'm finna go out here and squabble. I got pipes and bats. I'm finna go out here and fight a whoople, man.
You all right, man?
Y'all wrong. I'll be glad when somebody prank your Tommy. I'm gonna get that. Y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I gotta ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Stupid continues. It's going down. Father's Day weekend. This weekend coming up. You don't want to miss it. June 17th, Saturday night, Charlotte, North Carolina at Route 29 Pavilion. It's Nephew Tommy and Friends. Tickets are on sale right now at Eventbrite.com. Father's Day weekend. And then June 30th, Dallas, Texas, where there is Mega Fest. That's right. A Time to Laugh comedy show hosted by me, yours truly, Nephew Tommy. And the headliner is Cedric the Entertainer. Tickets are on sale right now. It's a Time to Laugh comedy show. All Ticketmaster outlets. Tickets are on sale right now.
Thank you.
Someone's going to take him away.
All right. guys, you know, single guys out there who are in relationships, there's a new survey to tell you the best way to break up with your girlfriend, okay? If you're going to break up, you might as well do it right. Mm-hmm. This is what women say how you should do it, okay? Okay. Just keep this in mind when you're breaking up. First of all,
I've been in 79 relationships.
Yes, yes, you have.
Random number.
Go ahead. I know. Go ahead.
Okay, women say face to face, always best.
That's good.
Always best.
Try that. That is not always best.
That's not always
what
good,
else you got?
Who's breaking up with who? Who's breaking up with who? Oh.
They're saying if face to face is always best, but it, make a phone call if you can't do that. Under no circumstances should you text a breakup email a breakup.
I've never had that. It wasn't around when I was out there. So no,
I tell you, that's the best way. That's the whack.
Texting, that's the worst way.
You don't want to sit cross from like people, no Shirley.
So,
emailing.
There's some people that's you can't sit cross from.
Emailing, you're done. That's not a good look.
Well, it's professional.
It's not a job. It's a relationship.
Dating her was a job. Involved. It's a profession.
Okay, here's another one. Don't let it linger. Go ahead. It's best to break up with her before you start, you know, dogging her out and stuff, treating her badly.
That's cool.
Yeah. Don't let it linger. Just go ahead. Be a man. Get it over with. Yeah. And don't be vague about it.
You mean, so what you trying to say?
Yeah. Don't be vague about it. Well, you know, I thought, you know, it's not. No, just say it. There's no room for maybe. There's no room for someday. No, just end it and get it over with. Don't be vague.
Okay.
Well, and don't get ghosted.
Too bad y'all don't take it like that, but okay, though. Thank you.
I'm sitting at a restaurant. You walk in. Is that her? I got to go. Can't sit here. Get water
all right.
On my face.
You're changed.
You're listening. We got to go to break. Morning show. We'll be back. All right, we got another crazy strawberry letter for you up next. And don't forget to listen up at 41 after the hour. You do not want to miss Steve Harvey's Bad Acting Theater.
He told me to write this.
Yes. It's going to be the world premiere of the Steve Harvey Morning Show Bad Acting Theater.
I wouldn't have written it had not he told me.
That's coming up at 41 after the hour, so
but
please.
But you wrote it, though.
Listen out for that.
You're going to get your credit for this.
And we want to let the Steve Harvey Nation know that the Harvey Foundation Mentoring Camp is next week. It starts on Tuesday, Steve. And to give you the mission of the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation, it's to provide outreach to the fatherless youth by promoting educational enrichment, one-on-one mentoring, and global service initiatives that will cultivate the next generation of responsible leaders. And what a great thing you do with your mentoring camp, Steve. It's just a good thing all around. And if you need more details, go to harveyfoundation.com. That's harveyfoundation.com.
Buckle up and hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry letter 23.
This is a hot one, too. Subject, cheating pregnant wife. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am so ashamed to even tell anyone about the problem I have. My wife and I have been married for 10 years now. We have 3 girls, a son, and a baby girl on the way. We get along fine, but I was just told by a person in my neighborhood that when I leave for work at night, another guy is being let into my house by my pregnant wife. Lately, my wife and I have not been intimate, and I would like to think it's because of our hormones. I would have never in a million years questioned my wife's faithfulness to me until my neighbor told me what was going on. Now I have noticed other neighbors shaking their heads when we walk past or they avoid talking to us. How do I confront my pregnant wife about something like this? This is not your everyday problem. There are kids involved. And what if it's not true? I would look like a fool that was dumb enough to accuse his pregnant wife of cheating. It's a no-win situation. My heart is so heavy and my mind is confused. I love my wife, but I feel stuck. What should I do?
Wow.
This is very, very serious. I totally, totally feel for you. You're right. This is not your everyday problem. There are kids involved. First of all, let's get this out of the way. Who is this neighbor? Who is he or she? Probably a she. How do they know what's going on in your house? Do you know this neighbor? First, I would certainly trust my wife before I would trust some nosy neighbor. That's first. But you got to get to the truth. You have to find out if your pregnant wife is cheating. That's the truth. So, I mean, my suggestion would be double back when you leave for work at night. Double back to the house and just see who's going in and out of the house. It's your house. Go on in. Check that
all
out.
Right, Shirley.
I mean, you got to check it out.
Double back.
Double back. Set up a camera if you can afford to do that. Get a camera. You got to get some evidence. And you do definitely have to confront your wife. You absolutely have to find out if this is true. I would double back. Steve?
Come on, big dog.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
I need you to be ignorant, though, for me, please.
My wife and I have been married for 10 years. We have 3 girls, a son, and a baby girl on the way. We get along fine, but I was told by a person in my neighborhood that when I leave for work at night, another guy is being let into my house by my pregnant wife. Who the hell is your neighbor?
Okay.
Who died and put him in charge of the neighborhood block watch?
He or her. He or she.
No.
You think it's a man?
That was a man-to-man conversation?
Yeah. Okay. See, this is really is some woman stuff here. But a dude did this.
A dude told the husband.
Yeah, a dude told
him. How do you see that?
I just see it. Mm-hmm. I just see it because the guy, you know, a neighbor told him. Now, do you think a woman would do that?
Absolutely, you think that.
But I'm thinking it was really a guy. Mm. Now, regardless.
Yes. Let's get to the meat of the matter.
The question gets back to who the hell is your neighbor?
Yeah.
Lately, my wife have not been intimate, and I would like to think it's because of her hormones. Well, the key sentence in here, I would like to think. Well, hell. I would like to think
here we go.
That I'm built like a LL Cool J. But.
Nah.
When I look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to think people look at me the same way they look at Denzel.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Wow. Just quit getting the examples on. Quit getting, hey, you're hurting yourself.
I didn't have that kind of outburst. Yeah. I mean,
well, you kept it in.
Yeah. Put this aside my check, though.
I would like to think.
Okay.
That's what you get for thinking.
But
what you're not going to do is laugh that damn
hard.
I'm sorry.
You know, your mama would have liked to have thought that you would help out with the turkey, but your trifling tail didn't.
Back to the letter. Now, but Denzel, though, Steve. Yeah.
I said I would like to think.
A stretch.
That's what you get for thinking. Now, I would never in a million years question my wife's faithfulness to me until my neighbor told me what was going on. I have noticed other neighbors shaking their heads when we walk past or they avoid talking to us. That's because your neighbor then told this same thing to the other neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Unless everybody is watching your damn door. I just think that this neighbor man is going somewhere above and beyond the call of duty. And I think that you got to be smart here because you said, and what if it's not true? Mm-hmm. I would look like a fool that was dumb enough to accuse his pregnant wife of cheating. Or you're going to look dumb enough to believe your neighbor. See, something is not true here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we got to start with the neighbor.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Because you got to look at motive.
Messy, nosy neighbor.
What is the motive about?
Right.
What are you saying? Now, your wife has given you no indication that something is wrong other than y'all ain't being intimate right now. And you thinking it's got something to do with the hormones.
Hormones.
Unc, you sound like the neighbor lying, man. That's what you sound like.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw my marriage away on the neighbor.
He's not believing the neighbor at all.
On the neighbor.
No,
yeah.
Some evidence.
Yes, it's messy.
Part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. We will be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 41 after the hour, you do not want to miss the Steve Harvey Bad Acting Theater. Trust us when we tell you that. The Steve Harvey Morning Show Soap at 41 after the hour. It's coming up. Up next, though, Steve will finish off his response to part two of today's Strawberry Letter. Come on, let's do it, Steve. Cheating pregnant wife. Is she cheating or what? Is the neighbor lying?
Hey, man.
I don't know.
Make
but
me
I'm
proud.
Just tell you, well, I'm going to tell you what I do.
Okay. Oh.
This
is it.
There we go.
I like what you said, Shirley, about to put the camera up because I had that on my paper. Mm-hmm. And the doubling back definitely going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before I say anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But for me to say something, I got to know it. Mm-hmm. Can't be based on what the neighbor said.
Right.
So I think best way to do this here.
This is-
I think yeah. The next conversation you and the neighbor have, uh-huh. You need to tell the neighbor something about his wife.
Oh,
see, that's what I do.
You really think this is a dude?
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm glad you told me that, because, man, I've been waiting to tell you something, too. Your wife, when she go to work, she's screwing a man on her lunch break.
Yep,
your wife.
Are you for real?
Yep, down that's, at the hardware store.
That's what you would
payback.
Do.
That's
what you yeah, you know. That's, you know, because it's like this.
What if it was a woman?
If it's a woman, cool. Hey, baby. Your man.
Yes.
Your man got another man.
I knew it.
Wow.
I knew it. Well, what about the other neighbors, though? Who
they're shaking
at him,
their
yeah,
heads and stuff.
Looking,
yeah.
Him, looking at him funny and stuff.
Because he's embarrassed.
Well, you know, just every time you see somebody shaking their head. Like if you see a couple shaking their head, just walk up to the dude and go, my man. Saw you at that strip club. I'll holler at you next Friday. You gotta put stuff in there.
Just busting everybody.
Oh, so
just
you're
put stuff
this
in
around.
There.
Yeah, yeah. He's
see,
flipping
why
it.
I ain't
flipping
gonna be
it.
The only neighbor messed up? You ain't just breaking up the Harvey family.
Misery loves company.
Oh, yeah. No. The whole block finna get a divorce.
If I'm going down, I'm taking
everybody a finna fight. I ain't be the only one walking down the street holding hand back, looking, shaking their head at me. When they shake their head at you, you look right back at them.
You too.
I know what you mean. Don't do it again, Steve.
I'm going to pray for you.
It's a terrible shame.
Or either just look at his wife and go.
Flirt? Right then and there, flirt on the spot?
Hey, my man, sorry about that. I just saw your wife. She know what's happening.
Oh!
That's it.
Flip yeah. It, Steve, huh? Just flip it.
The whole you know, block. Hey, divorce.
You ain't just breaking my family. Everybody.
You ain't going down by yourself.
Hey, girl.
What's up? Hey, Mr. Jones.
I see you.
Larry, what's up? What's up? Hey, Trina. Boy, y'all wild. Just say stuff like that. Uh-huh. Just walk all off. You know, hey, what the hell do you mean, hey, Katrina? Y'all wild. Well, what that mean? I don't know what he talking about.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's true. It's a
see,
no-win
that's what
situation.
I'm
going to
do. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Right.
Right. You ain't breaking up just my family.
Uh-huh. But you would double back, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But once I don't see nothing happening, like if I double back, ain't never nobody over there. Uh-huh. I put a camera up, ain't nobody coming
no
through the
evidence.
Door.
You have
yeah.
No proof.
Oh, then yeah. Here we go. The destruction of the neighborhood.
Let the games begin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what we're doing.
All right, Steve. We got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Go to my Instagram. It's mygirlshirley, @mygirlshirley. And switching gears now, we know it's Friday. It mm-hmm. is Friday. So, Jay, I have to ask you this. You love the movies like we all do. But you go, I think,
gotta
more than
go see
anyone on the show.
I
what are you going to see this weekend?
This weekend, I've got to go see
what?
The white woman in the movie. The movie is directed by a white woman.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't I go see that?
You're talking about
Wonder
Woman.
What? It's a movie starring a white woman.
We got that.
Directed by.
Uh-huh.
Why am I not there? What about this movie I don't want to see?
And it's number one of the country.
Number one.
First time ever for
Captain Underpants? Yeah. Okay, I love Kevin.
Yes, Kevin!
He's a good guy. But he ain't got no white woman in Captain Underpants.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be in there eating white popcorn.
White popcorn watching a white woman on the Wonder Woman.
It could have been a black woman.
It was not.
I hate you. Oh, I hate you.
Steve, say something.
No.
This is the time when you should jump in.
I got enough trouble on the internet.
Jay, drinking a white icy.
Drinking a white
vanilla ice cream, I'm sure.
I'm all up in one. Wonder Woman! Don't you cross them arms, girl. Don't you cross. Wonder Woman!
You like her costume and everything?
Everything about it. Everything. Wonder Woman right there.
There are other movies out, Jay.
Yeah, they're good movies, and I will go support these movies. But yeah. Wonder Woman!
I did hear Wonder Woman was good, though. I did hear
I
it.
I ain't got to really hear that good. At all. Good. I'm yeah. there. Yeah.
Oh, even if it was bad, you'd still go?
I'm supporting.
What about The Mummy, Jay? The movie The Mummy?
Yeah, with Tom Cruise.
That's a white woman in there, too. I might go see that.
But another. She has two eyes in each of her eyeballs.
It's a white woman that needs to see everything.
And Mummy.
But honestly, though, I thought that was an interesting choice.
Yeah, The
Tom
Mummy
Cruise.
Has changed from the way The Mummy used to be.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. back in the day, The Mummy was just...
Yeah.
Now The Mummy flying.
Yeah. Mummy got breasts.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah.
Jay, what about the Tupac movie? You going to see that?
All Eyes on Me?
All Eyes going to be on Wonder Woman.
Hey, now help me understand the All Eyes on Me movie. Is it, is it actual footage of him or they got an actor?
No, they got an actor that looks just like him,
that
Steve.
Okay, man. Like,
that's
yeah.
what I saw. That dude looked just like him.
He looked just like him.
Yeah, you saw the trailer, Steve.
Because I was looking at the trailer. I just glanced up. I thought it was him.
Yeah, wow. It looks just like him. Especially with the hair. Yeah. He really
with that hair, man.
Hair full of hair. Yeah.
Yeah. So we get to see a lot of, you know, the inner workings behind the scenes.
That was supposed to be Cheryl Underwood, but she had something else to do.
to play Pac?
There you go.
What are you saying?
That
Cheryl
never
Underwood
happened.
Would do that joke.
All right. Up next, as promised, the Steve Harvey Bad Acting Theater.
The Steve Harvey Bad Acting Theater.
Our world premiere soap. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Bad Acting Theater with your host, your narrator, me, Shirley Strawberry. Join me as we look in on the Chapmans, the biggest and richest family in Arrogant, Texas. Starring Steve Harvey as Earl Chapman, the pork rind king. He started his pork rind company with a three-legged pig. His former business partner was his wife of 30 years, who passed away suspiciously. Tommy plays his illegitimate child, Chester, who he had with his wife's aunt. Junior, played by Junior, was mysteriously dropped off to the family business when he was a baby in a huge sickle cell crate. And his sister-in-law, KK, played by Carla, is Earl's partner. She's the actual brains of the company. She is only there because her sister left her half of the business. As a child, KK was placed in a foster home by her parents because she walked with a limp, and it's obvious that she doesn't like Earl. J. Anthony Brown plays Mr. Bogart Simpson, the hotter-than-a-mofo hot sauce king of Arrogant, who is determined to destroy Steve and take over his business. And why these two don't get along? I don't know. Let's listen as we hear Earl on the phone.
Yeah, Bogart, I heard what you said. But the day you take over my pork rind business, Monique will be in a Tyler Perry production. And if you got anything you want to say to me, you can say it in my face.
Hang up the phone, punk. I'm right here. I know everything you're doing is shady. I'm going to shut you down in Arrogant. Because in Arrogant, Texas, there's only one king. You and your three-legged pig. I'm going to cut off one of his legs, and you're going to have to leave riding on a two-legged pig. That's what I'm going to do to you.
Yeah, Well, the day you do that, Monique will be starring in The Color Purple.
Dad, Bogard, this is so stupid. I can't understand why you guys just can't work together. You could be a powerhouse if you combine businesses. Pork rinds and hot sauce. Come on.
Shut up, Junior.
Chester enters the room, Earl's oldest son.
This whole conversation is stupid. You guys fighting over nothing. And don't think I'm thinking about taking over this business. None of this interests me anyway. You know what? I'm studying to be a mime.
You so damn stupid. How the hell you gonna be a mime on the radio? In case you ain't noticed, fool, this is a radio soap opera.
A ventriloquist?
Boy, you stupid than I thought you was. How you gonna be a ventriloquist on the radio?
You such a dream crusher. You know what? Good thing you never met Dr. Martin Luther King, right? He would have never written that I Have a Dream speech. I hate you. I swear, I hate you. I hate you.
Okay, let me check this text on my phone. Let me see what this say. Okay, you hate me.
Yes.
And Bogard, why are you still here, doggone it? In fact, you need to get the hell out of my house.
Okay, I'm leaving. I'm getting out of your house, but you're going down. You're going down faster than a pair of Kardashian's panties. Hello?
Hey, Bogard. This is KK. I know all of Earl's secrets. I know how to take him down. Meet me behind City Hall tonight at 12 o'clock with a bag of ones, a roll of quarters, and two of those patty pies. And I'll tell you everything you need to know about Earl. And hey, Bogard.
Yeah.
Do not. I repeat, do not forget those patty pies. If you do, we're going to have some serious trouble.
All right.
Join us next week when you'll hear Chester say,
I know what. I'm going to be a sketch artist.
And hear Earl say,
whatever, Bogard. When that happens, Monique and Madea going to be in a buddy movie.
And you'll hear KK say,
oh, Bogard. That's a big stack of ones you got there and such a firm roll of quarters. Whoa, partner, wet them patty pies.
And you'll hear Junior say,
I don't know why we focusing on pork rinds, maybe candy. I'm the only one who can save this company.
Shut up, Junior.
Join us next week for the Chapmans. This has been your host, Shirley Strawberry, for Steve Harvey's Bad Acting Theater.
Wow. That was terrible.
That was pretty bad. Yeah. But the name, we set it up that it was bad.
Bad acting. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It wasn't Academy Award Acting Theater. Mm. It was very, very bad.
Oh, God, yeah. Don't go to blows, though.
Wow, yeah.
Who was the worst, though?
Who was overacting?
You.
I thought the narrator was pretty good.
The narrator was great.
She was very good.
KK gonna be hell.
KK.
KK Clown.
Yeah. Better get her patty pies. I know that.
Yeah. KK is not to be played with, man.
Now, Jay, I gotta ask because maybe I grew up in a different era. What is a patty pie?
A patty pie is Patti LaBelle pie. Patti LaBelle. She has her own pies now.
Oh. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sweet potato. I think she has some banana pudding pies.
Patty pies. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So now, what era you thought you grew up in? Because that came out last year.
Patty pies.
Yeah. Patty, come on, Patty.
Come on, Patty.
Where was you? I didn't know if it was a peanut butter patty. I didn't know.
Answer the question. What era did you grow up in? Because it just came out last year.
I thought it was something different.
I know one thing. You go to Walmart on the weekends.
Yeah, they're gone.
During the holidays. And they are gone.
Did we go too far with the Monique references?
Well, they were funny. Yeah, they were funny.
Hold on, wait a minute. Did we go? You wrote this.
We didn't write it. You did.
Jay wrote this. We see the script for the first time. Did we go too far? Did you? You wrote it
with the writing. And in other words, it's bad acting, so it doesn't matter.
Exist. Okay. Yeah. Well, Steve, this is kind of your dream come true because you always wanted to do a soap opera.
Yeah, you got one, right?
We had to wait till his ass came off that other show to get one.
We've been waiting all this time.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here you go. Hello.
Hey, Roscoe.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, Junior?
Roscoe, my hero.
My man, Tommy ain't in there, huh?
No.
Tommy out?
Tommy just left.
That ain't no big problem. Ain't no big problem. I got it. You know, all that do is give me more room. What's up, Jay?
What up, Roscoe? How you doing, man?
My man, what's going on, baby? Ain't nothing going on. I'm just up here and over here. I'm damn near out of here. Hey, what's up, Shirley?
Hey, Roscoe. How are you?
What's going on with you, baby?
Well, nothing much. I mean, I'm excited. It's Friday, you know.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Just got paid.
Yeah. Are you performing at the game tonight, Roscoe?
Game.
No game.
I was asked to.
Oh. Who asked you?
Well, you know, they got some after parties going on. I've been invited by both sides. The Cavaliers and the Warriors both asked me to come do the after party.
Really? Do you have any particular loyalty to either team?
I mean, of course I'm from Cleveland. I want Cleveland to win, but it ain't looking good, though. It damn sure ain't looking good. It look like sweep to me.
So you going to be at the Warriors celebration?
Cleveland get over. Ain't no need of dragging it out. If you ain't going to come back, let's just end it tonight. You're sitting up watching all these damn games, being sad. Hopefully you lose. Ain't no need of winning this one and then go out there and get your ass tore out. Look, you're at home. Give them the championship. You're at home. Go on to the house.
Yeah.
Why fly all the way out there, Oakland, then have to fly back? It ain't looking like they can beat these boys at all, right? It ain't even looking. Because the other night, let me tell you something. LeBron had the best game he ever had. Kyrie had the best game he ever had, and they still lost.
Yeah, they did.
Well, I'll be damned.
Kevin Durant.
Two great games and a steal and loss? The hell is we facing out here?
But what song would you be singing at the Cavaliers after party?
Yeah, what would you sing?
Let me see. Hold on. I'll think about that. I'll get back to that. What else y'all want to talk about? Because I don't want to give away the surprise in case I had to go to the concert.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to give it to you right now. You know, I'm going, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Yeah. Boys to Men. The Boys to Men version you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roscoe, you go right to the end of your songs. You don't start the whole. You just go right to the end, huh?
I don't start at the beginning because I just go right to the trap.
To the hook.
A lot of people call it the hook. I call it the trap. I trap you with it.
Yeah, it ain't a hook.
Could you sing it again for me? I love it. That's great.
It's so hard to say goodbye. To yesterday. Uh-huh.
Roscoe, is it true you invented Drop the Mic? You were the first person to drop the
mic? Hell yeah, Drop the Mic. First one ever did that.
What?
Drop the Mic. President Obama did it too. I told him, go ahead. President Obama did a speech at the Secretary of Dinner speech.
What? Huh? What was that?
At the Secretary of Dinner speech, where he talking to the white people.
Nobody had dropped the mic till you dropped the mic. You dropped the mic.
I'm the first one to drop a mic. I let them have it.
I don't believe that.
I know you ain't believe it, but let me ask you something. Who was the first person that dropped the mic, Carly?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you don't ever know until I tell you. Then you know. Then you want to act like you didn't hear me. What's wrong with your ass, girl?
You dropped the mic.
I dropped the mic. I'll tell you when it was, too.
When?
Look at man, I was in the game, you know. Jack Johnson had just got through whipping four white people.
Jack Johnson had whipped
four white men in one night. We was in New York.
Oh, okay.
Cab Calloway was at the Cotton Club.
What is it with
and he was up there singing a song I wrote for him. Howdy, 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 ho. Howdy, howdy. And so he asked me to join him because I wrote it.
Okay.
And so I was going up there and I was doing the original version.
What's the original?
Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I like it. Oh, everywhere I ever go, everywhere I ever go, I like it.
Oh, okay.
And the crowd was just on their feet. Uh-huh. And it was right after he had just sung Hidey, 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 Ho. Uh-huh. And I went up there and showed him how it go. The crowd went wild. I held the mic out with my hand straight out and dropped it on the floor.
What?
Walked off.
Walked off.
Man.
What? Wow. And so then after that, then everybody
tried to do it.
Wow. Big Daddy Kane did it.
Uh-huh. I saw Steve Harvey do it.
Steve Harvey did it. Yeah.
Steve
did it.
Steve, all right, though, because, you know, Steve is me, so.
Oh, okay. You just pulled the curtain back.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Just see,
Steve,
let him know.
Steve do all. See, I'm here, Steve. So Steve ain't doing that except what we've been doing.
Okay.
He's learned a lot from you.
I saw Tommy. Though. Tommy tried to drop a mic one time, but he was already on the ground, so it ain't sound like nothing.
What did
he
it sound
too
like?
Short to drop a mic.
What did
he dropped
like?
The mic and said, people bust out laughing.
The mic ain't have nowhere to travel to.
Uh-uh. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, well, can I ask you a question, Roscoe?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you told us what you were going to sing at the Cavaliers party. What are you going to sing at the Warriors party?
Oh, the other song I wrote McFadden Whitehead.
Huh? What other song
you
did
keep
you
write?
I wrote a song with McFadden Whitehead.
What? Oh, the McFadden.
Ain't no stopping us now. Yeah. We on the move. Uh-huh. We won 4 in a row. Ain't no stopping us now. So we stupid. In the groove. Not the Cavs no more. I get back up on it every time they say I'm down. And they start looking round. The Cavs were on the ground. I just came up in here all I can bend. Everybody knows I play good cause I'm light skinned. Ain't no stopping us now.
Thank you, Roscoe.
I rock them up, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Okay, former FBI Director James Comey testified in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee today, or make that yesterday. And we knew exactly what he was going to say even before he said it because he released a text of his opening remarks.
Uh-uh.
What'd you say?
He added stuff,
sure. He's wide open.
Okay.
He went
confirmed.
In there telling. Yeah. That's what you call snitching.
That ain't testifying. That's telling.
Comey was in there snitching.
Well, he's ready for his day in court. He is ready.
No, he said that he took Trump's request about Flynn as a directive.
When Trump said that Flynn was a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he
that.
Said, you know, I'm hoping that we could let this go.
Uh-huh.
He's a good guy.
Flynn's
he said
guy.
He took that request for Flynn as a directive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He okay. also said to me, he said, you know, because you remember when Trump said he was going to, he needs to be careful because I recorded the meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flynn said, Lord, I hope he recorded that meeting. Man, he in there. I'm telling you, this is not the favorable result they wanted.
No, it's not.
Steve, do you think he just didn't know or he was just trying to deal with it being
gangster? I think, man, that because Trump didn't have any political experience, I think he's doing it as a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
In his company, he requires your loyalty. So he figured the FBI was part of his company, and he had everybody leave the room and said, look, man, I really need your loyalty on this. I need to know that you'll be loyal.
Yeah.
I'm your president. And I think the dude was just doing it as a business move, keeping it gangster. Which is what, see, this is the part that's really, why is everybody surprised?
When
he ain't never been the mayor.
Nowhere.
Why is everybody surprised that this dude is trying to get away with this type of stuff? He's just doing business as usual.
I guess they thought maybe he'd do some sort of homework, Steve. He's stepping into this office. You know?
Surely.
Maybe you do homework some sort of something, talk to people, something, study something. Yes.
That night, He was more stunned than anybody.
I know. I saw the look on his
won.
Face.
When he won.
I saw
he
that
pointed
look.
At about
yeah.
three different people. He told you, him? Me?
So I don't think. And then this is not an office that you can prepare for because it's so new. It's a lot of on-the-job training. But he's not open to that because he went in to drain the swamp. Well, the swamp got a lot more creatures in it than just alligators.
Yeah.
And so he's finding it out. And now the Democratic Party, who is embarrassed by the loss, they got all hands on deck to destroy him. All hands on deck.
Just like the Republicans with Obama. Yeah.
Understood. Understood. But the problem they had with Obama was he knew how to play the game. Barack Obama was brilliant. And he formed some relationships. And then after he found out the second term that they weren't going to vote for nothing, he just started doing presidential directives. Now, what these idiots have done, they come in and get the presidency and they just start revoking stuff.
Anything got Obama name on it.
Seriously. And they still talking about, we need to get in here and get these jobs. The guy was on TV last night. We need to get in. They need to let the president get these jobs. Let him repeal and replace Obamacare. Y'all keep saying that, but y'all ain't got nothing better than that. You have nothing better than Obamacare.
Right. And the American people want to know if the Russians interfered. Mm. They do.
No. Comey testified and said the Russians meddled in the election. He said it point blank under oath. Now that's out.
Yeah. He did. He said they interfered.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He said some other stuff, too. He said Trump told lies about saying the FBI was in disarray.
He had 9 one-on-one conversations with the president.
That he wrote down.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back after these jams. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. I mean, you're all over the TV this summer. I watched Little Big Shots this week. What a great show. It's on a new show, new time. It's on a new night, Wednesday nights. It was incredible this week. I loved it.
Went up against head-to-head against the NBA Finals, though, which is
It was game 3.
So you want the finals to end?
Tonight. Tonight. And we're stretching this off in the next week.
I think your prayers will be answered.
Nah, this little basketball game affects my chick. I want the Cavs to come back. I wish the Cavs would win it, but I don't think we're coming from 3 downs. Let's just get this over with tonight. I don't need another night of my stomach turning no day.
LeBron, Stephon, Kevin Durant, and all of them, they're good. They make a lot of money.
They're making plenty of money, man. We all good. Let's just go and work with each other now.
Yeah.
I watch y'all watch me.
Hello. Y'all got kids, put them in front of the set. Y'all need to go home and be daddies any damn way. Spend this whole summer dragging this out, and you know you ain't coming from 3 down. Let's get this over with, man.
Let's watch Steve. Celebrity Family Feud is going to return to ABC this summer. This is for a 3rd season, Steve. Wow, that's big. Celebrity family teams that will be playing for charity include Amy Schumer, George Lopez, Kelly Clarkson. This one surprised me. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's family, Eva Longoria, and Steve, your very own family. I love it.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
They're going to be playing.
Marjorie is going to head up the boys team.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law is heading up the girls' team.
Really?
Oh, so y'all are going against each other?
Yeah, they playing against each other.
That's going to be fun.
Okay, wait.
So what are you nervous about, Steve?
Stevie Winton was the only one that couldn't because he's in school, so he couldn't get out of school.
Oh, man.
So is my sons Jason and Steve, and my 2 son-in-laws, Ben and Kareem, are playing against all 3 of my daughters, all 4 of my daughters. And so it'll be Marjorie, Jason, Steve, Ben, and Kareem against my mother-in-law, Mama Bridges, Lori, Morgan, Brandy, Carly.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
I love it.
Awesome.
I can't even tell you what else.
Will you do this again?
I'm going, how much damn money is on this stage in college tuition?
And they can't get these answers.
If this was Jeopardy, I'd have shot him.
No.
The only thing that kept this fun was This Ain't Jeopardy.
All right, so that's a rundown of Celebrity Family Feud. That's returning to ABC this summer. Then after that, it's going to be the world premiere of Steve Harvey's Thunderdome. Now, Thunderdome is, well, you could tell us about it, Steve. It's go ahead and tell us. I love how you explain it.
Thunderdome is an upgraded Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
In that instead of one person coming out, two people come out with two different and similar products that are in the same category, like pets or something like that, or beach gear.
Okay.
They come out, pitch their product. The audience has iPads. They decide after we interview them which product they like. They come to the center stage. I give them a chance to stay in it and say, you don't know if the audience voted for you. If they voted for you, you get the $50,000. If you don't, you can cash out. That's the option. So everybody can leave with money. A lot of people don't cash out. A lot of people go home with money. It's exciting.
I love it. It sounds exciting. All right. Thank you, Steve. You got it all in. We'll be back to close out the show with just one more thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. We back. Time for just one more thing. Hey, the mirroring week starts next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's here.
I want to thank everybody that contributed to the foundation. We're doing a wonderful thing. Over 200 boys this year, man.
Woo!
Over 200 young boys will have their lives forever changed and affected by the military, by the mentors, by the fraternities, by gentlemen in corporate America, speakers, team building, everything. We get into manhood with these boys. What do real men do? This is a very important component. But I think even after this year, I think the next year will be even bigger because I'm wanting God to be able to direct me in the path where I can scale up and do and touch instead of a 500-600 every year. I want to touch 1 million boys in a year.
Whoa,
and
Steve.
And I can do that if I open up these facilities.
Dream big.
Which I'm working very, very hard to do with Ben Carson, who's the head of HUD, which is the reason I ended up in Trump's office in the first place before when he was president-elect, when I got eaten alive for that. But no one really understood why I was sent up there. I didn't even really know fully in my heart, and then God just unveiled it to me that this is what I want you to do. I want you to do something for the less fortunate. And so talks began with Dr. Ben Carson. I've been on a couple of TV shows with him since then, serious radio shows, and we've made the announcement that they've accepted my idea of vision centers.
Wow.
And it's been made public, and he's on a listening tour across the country, and he mentions my name all the time, that Steve Harvey came up there and had a great idea, and we're going to get behind it and make it a reality. And so the first Vision Center is coming soon. I'm going to open them up in some urban cities all over the country. And the way we're going to do it is going to be quite interesting. We're going to take all these schools that they've been closing in Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit. They just closed these schools. Well, it's still, the buildings are fine. HUD is going to give me those buildings. I'm going to refurbish them, put them together, and we'll create vision centers with the help of Dr. Ben Carson.
Now, what do you mean vision centers, Steve?
Vision centers are because I'm using the scripture that a man without a dream or vision shall perish. And so we're going to take kids at a very young age from preschool, call it from the womb to the tomb, and start teaching them STEM, science,
Technology, engineering, and math.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Because that's where the jobs are. We're going to teach young kids how to code.
That's very important, Steve.
We're going to teach parents financial literacy. We're going to start programs that will allow them to become homeowners. We're going to teach them the principles of manhood, just like I do in my mentoring camps. But it's going to be on a more, we're going to have qualified counselors there to help guide a student through, whether it's education, entrepreneurship. We're going to just teach life skills in these hoods, man. So these young people, instead of going to school, just learning about, and I'm not replacing school. This is going to be a program where they can participate on the weekend. It's in addition to schools.
But you can come here after school. You can come here on the weekends. Yeah. And instead of getting in trouble, you can get into some life-changing courses, job training programs, things like that.
All right, these centers across the country.
And it's going to be life-changing. And Dr. Ben Carson has been more than understanding and receptive to that. I've been to HUD offices, met with all of the divisions of HUD, had some great response with those people. But what I'm going to do right now is take some private sector funding and going to start with these schools. And they're going to provide me with the schools and I'm going to refurbish them. That's why I went up to see President-elect Trump. Mm-hmm. I didn't go up there to ask for money for me. I didn't ask for money for my foundation. I didn't ask for money for nothing. I went up there to actually help somebody else that's less fortunate than me. But then I come out to meet and I got to be all kinds of Uncle Toms and coons and all this here, man, from a bunch of people with some typewriters that don't even understand how the game is played. Now, regardless of what you think of President Trump, he put me on the path that I needed to be to make a vision of mine come true with God's help. Now, feel how you want to feel. You know, once again, what can I say? But when these centers start opening up around the country and they're coming, then there'll be a lot of proof in the pudding. And so all these people, you know, especially, you know, for me, you know, my so-called friends, that's what the only thing that disturbed me was people who know me. You know, if you know me, then you know how I really am. Why you would make a derogatory comment is beyond me. I got the haters. They have nothing else to do. That's their job. You know, and new level, new devil. So I expect that. I understand
God
haters.
Still God,
When
people say that, new level, new devil, I just say God is still God, though. God is still God.
You know the thing I've learned in all of this? Hate is loud. Love is stronger. Enough people put their arms around me and said, Steve, hang in there, my crew here at the morning show, hang in there, boss, we got you, we love you, we know your heart, your intent.
Right.
Some pastors called and gave me love. So love kept me above the fray while the haters was trying to destroy me like they're doing now. But that's their job. They're just haters. The devil busy, man. He got imps and they just stay busy. So I don't care.
Still a vision center coming.
God is still God.
Because God is bigger than any problem I've ever had. Y'all have a great weekend.
Yes, it's Friday.
Okay, well, I'm still going to have one.
Oh, you should now.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.